Ken Tam is a park planner with Sonoma County Regional Parks, and one of the projects on his plate right now is planning for a Sonoma Valley bicycle and pedestrian trail. Let's talk first, Ken, about what is on the drawing board for this particular trail.
Right now, the county has a grant from Caltrans funding a feasibility study to study a proposed 13-mile pedestrian and bicycle trail along the Highway 12 corridor, starting from Melita Road near Santa Rosa city limits, heading south all the way down to the Springs area at the intersection of Agua Caliente Road. So we're looking at providing a separated pathway from the roadway, provides safe commuting and for recreational use for bicyclists and pedestrians, as well as also looking at providing connectivity to shops, to restaurants, also to other destination areas in the Sonoma Valley area.
That's a popular corridor, but getting the right-of-way for something like that would be kind of tricky.
That actually is part of the study. We've hired Quest Engineering, a local company, to help us conduct the study. We're also looking at all the existing maps in the area, including Caltrans maps. We're also going to be hosting a series of community workshops to get public input as well.
I know the first of those is coming right up. What's going to happen there?
The first one is scheduled for September 25th, which is Thursday, at the Sonoma Veterans Memorial Hall, starting at 6:30. We're going to present the project and the project goals to the participants and soliciting feedback and comments from the community.
Based on what you've learned so far, is there a lot of support for this, at least in concept?
In concept, yeah. The Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition is in support of the project, and a lot of folks in the cycling community express interest, as well as members of the Sonoma County Trails Council as well. Right now, the project's being notified, and we're still waiting to hear more from the public. So this is a kind of long process for the study to do all the workshops, to collect all the input. We're looking at probably up to about a year to finish the study. So there's a lot of time for the public to participate and comments on this project.
And inevitably, the devil is in the details, as they say.
That is correct. And right now, we don't know where the alignment would be, where the trail is going to be on the east side, the west side, how much right-of-way there is, how much room. We don't know until we progress with the study. But first thing first is to start getting the public comment on the project at this stage.
Something like that pretty much needs to be all on one or the other side of the highway, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. If it looks like we have more right-of-way on one side, we can locate it on one side, but we could possibly switch back. Ultimately, the consultant's going to look at that.
If you're taking a year to do the study, how long will it be before a future trail might be realized?
Included in the study, the consultant will develop a long-range plan, identify which routes are feasible, and also provide what the estimated cost would to do for the project. Once we have that, that will help us determine what sections of the trail, how much it would cost, and what we need to pursue public funding for the project.
Well, it's certainly something that would fill a need in Sonoma Valley, and I hope you get a lot of participation at your hearings. Ken, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Bruce.